Welcome to this Abide Meditation. What has the Holy Spirit given you that you can give away? In the weeks after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, his disciples continued praying at the temple. One day, as Peter and John went to pray, they met a man who had been lame from birth. He asked them for money. Peter looked him in the eye and answered, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Take a deep breath and picture the scene. Peter took the man by the hand and raised him up. His feet and ankles were made strong, and he began walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people recognized him as the one who was usually sitting at the gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. By the Holy Spirit, Peter and John were able to heal in Jesus' name, to the glory of God. Ask God to show you what gifts the Holy Spirit wants you to share in the name of Jesus. This wasn't the last time the disciples would meet a physical need of someone they encountered. There are numerous stories of healings done in the name and power of Jesus. To them, bringing the gospel included caring for the sick. In the same way, the Holy Spirit enables you to care for the people in your path, whatever that might look like. Pray with me. God, help me to be attentive to the needs of people you've placed in my life. And help me to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to heal. May I rejoice in the work that you've done. And may my rejoicing help many more people to see your greatness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take a deep breath. And exhaling, check in with your body. Inhale again, breathing in God's love for your body. And exhaling, release any negative feelings you have about your body. God made you and God delights in you. Though your body may not find healing and wholeness until the next life, know that your body is a gift and that is lovely to God. Breathe that in. Take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart and to reveal to you any sins that hide there. Confess them to the Lord. You can be sure that He will forgive. Jesus defeated the powers of sin and death once and for all on the cross. You belong to Him, and no one can ever snatch you out of His hand. Listen to Acts chapter 3, verse 6 in the English Standard Version. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." As I read that verse again, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." What did you hear? Reflect on it, asking the Spirit to speak. When have you had an opportunity to share your gifts with a person in need? Listen to Acts chapter 3, verse 6 in the Amplified Bible. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name, authority, power of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, begin now to walk and go on walking." Peter had probably seen this many times. After all, the lame man was well known by regular temple goers. But this time, their interaction was different than it had ever been before. This time, led by the Spirit, Peter offered healing. Who is someone you see regularly that the Spirit is inviting you to see afresh? Peter didn't go looking for this encounter. It came about through his normal patterns of worshiping God. He was putting himself in the right place for God to work through him. Are you regularly putting yourself in the right place for God to work through you? Ask God to help you be faithful in worshiping and seeking Him, so that you will be available for Him to use. Listen to Acts chapter 3, verse 6 in the New Living Translation. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Imagine, you're on your way to worship at the temple. Outside, you see a man asking for money. You often see him there. He's been lame since birth, and the community cares for him. How does it make you feel to see him there? You reach into your bag for some coins. But before you find them, you see Peter and John stopping to talk to the man. Surely they won't have money to give. Ever since Peter stopped fishing to follow Jesus, he's been short on cash. You see him clasp hands with the beggar. And then the beggar stands and walks and jumps. What do you think has happened? The man is leaping and praising God. It's wild. It's undignified. It's improper. You can't tear your eyes away. He's embracing Peter and John, clinging to them. And everyone is rushing close to see what's happened. You whisper a prayer of praise to God for this miracle. Hours later, everyone is still buzzing with the news. Some insist that it wasn't the same man, that it was a hoax, someone pretending to be healed. Others are asking questions, curious about the followers of Jesus. Others sick and lame are gathering in front of the temple, seeking healing for themselves. What do you have to offer them? Pray with me. Jesus, you told your disciples that with faith, they could do even greater things than the miracles they witnessed you doing. Give me that kind of faith. Faith that gives generously. Faith that believes in the impossible. Faith that brings healing and that continues to believe in your goodness, even when healing doesn't come. May my faith bring many to worship you. Amen. Today, let the Holy Spirit guide you into greater and deeper faith as you follow Jesus. We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. In the meantime, may you meditate and abide in Christ.